his job. He says statistics on crime shot up during his tenure and the president should not reappoint him. He spoke with me.
Well, I think Tondapa, as a national security minister, has failed to live up to expectation. His inability to work closely with the various security agencies to, as it were, preempt and even perhaps prevent the insurrection by the Western Togolanders is something I find quite disturbing. We've had several challenges with the national security set up, particularly with the manner in which so-called operatives are recruited. The Ayawaso West war on by-election violence incidents is a clear case in point. I think by and large, Abed Kandapa lacks the competence, he lacks the commitment needed to improve the general security of the state. And I'm saying this not based on my unscientific personal opinions, but based on the scientific fact. As a matter of fact, crime is on the ascendancy in the past 3 years. And this is according to police statistics.
Mr. Sani, why do you blame the national security minister for the increase in these cases you talk about? Why do you think that he's the sole person to deal with these issues?
Well, good. I am not blaming him for the increase, but I'm blaming him for his inability to deal with the threat in a much more effective manner as we expected
yes.
of him.
And you talked about about the fact that you're not saying this out of your own opinion, but based on scientific facts. So on which evidence do you have to prove that he has not done his job well?
Well, first of all, what you have to do is to find out what his real mandate is. When Nana was sworn into office on his first term, one of the first appointments he made is the National Security Minister, which obviously was an indication of the importance he attaches to security, and which was in line with the Security and Intelligence Agencies Act 526 then, even though currently we have a new act. I mean, he is supposed to, so to speak, administer the security of the state. He is supposed to collaborate with the various security arms in the country and be like a godfather figure so far as security is concerned.
And you have evidence to suggest that he has not been doing that?
I don't know what he does behind the scenes, but I do know for a fact that crime is on the increase. Like we say, the ends justify the means. At that, credible sources like the World Bank, like the U.S. Department of State, in their travel advisory 2019, and the one they published recently in September 2020, points to the fact that there is increasing crime in the country. When this Western Togoland meeting started, I mean, I seemed like a prophet. I spoke about it over and over again.
So, Mrs. Sani, what are your expectations?
The first thing I expect is the right leadership. The president should not reappoint him. As a national security minister, we would need a much more hands-on, experienced person, probably someone who has served in a security capacity before.
And you heard security analyst Adeep Sani there. And that's how we end the big bulletin here.